Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Tappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. You're a small business owner. You've been in business for a few years, and things are going well. It's time to think about taking your business to the next level. How, as a small business owner, do you take your business to the next level? This is a great question to explore, as moving things to a new level must be done in the correct manner. Why? Because doing things the wrong way could put undue pressure on your existing business. It may bring with it complications you would never have imagined. For some, it could spell disaster for their business. To put it succinctly, it takes planning. Before you look at trying to elevate your business to the next level, you need to think about certain aspects. First, what does it mean to you, the small business owner, when you talk about the next level? As a vision, what does it translate to in your mind? Those thoughts are designed to help you gain some insight into how you need to plan for the future. You must be aware of where you wish to go to then put into place some steps that will help you get there. Blindly stating you want to move your business to the next level may be admirable, but it is also dangerous to do so without plans. Does it mean you want to build sales? Do you want to expand into new markets? Do you want to change the structure of your business? Knowing what you mean when having these kinds of discussions makes it easier, not only for you, but also for the mentor or business coach who may be helping you grow your business. So how do you plan? Well, it can be as simple or as tough as you want it to be. First, you need to determine what you mean by next level, as that is something unique to your business. Only after working out what this means can you then go ahead and create your plan. As a small business owner, you should already be familiar with this concept of planning. Your plan must have a beginning as well as an end. You must state the point you are at now and the point you want to reach. That allows you to then plan your route from A to B. If you don't have two points to focus on, your plan will not have direction. Aside from these points, you need to break up your business into sections. If you only plan to take one aspect of your business up to a new level, then that sector must be broken up. Picture this as creating handy bite-sized chunks for you to work on. Planning needs to exist on different scales from the macro down to the micro level. This allows you to know exactly what is going to happen and when it will happen. You need this type of planning to feel confident enough to move your business on to this next stage. Of course, exactly what is contained in your plan will be unique to your company. Also, if you feel unsure as to what should be in a plan for this type of growth, then never try to do it by guessing. That will spell disaster for most people. Instead, get professional advice, maybe from a mentor or from a business coach with experience of taking businesses and helping them grow. You might also want to think about using a SCORE mentor. Helping a small business succeed is what SCORE is all about. But planning is only one part, and only one of several tasks to carry out. As with any business, there is sales, marketing, and customer service. Looking at each area and what you need to do to make these improvements is, therefore, key. Let's take a look at each area separately. First, sales. How do you take sales to the next level? The problem with sales is that everyone wants to achieve more, as they are the core part of the development of any company. But what if you find yourself effectively stuck at a certain level and wish to break through that ceiling? In that instance, you need to look at where your sales come from at this point. Is there any noticeable pattern? Are you actually getting the maximum number of sales from your existing channels? In order to make progress, you must understand what you are doing at this moment in time. Take some time to look at your current sales and determine if those numbers can be improved upon. How are you approaching your current customers or clients? How do your competitors get their customers? Are they doing something different than you? Before you contemplate seeking out new sales channels, you must believe you have done everything possible with those that already exist. So what sort of channels am I talking about? Well, if you don't have an online store, and one could certainly work for you, then get one. Alternatively, perhaps direct sales in new areas would work. Do you have an email campaign you can implement? But if we presume you are doing everything in your power with current sales, what happens next? This is where your planning comes into play. It's one of those tasks that will have a huge impact on how things evolve. Of course, the exact approach or methods depend on your business and what you do. But here are some ideas that could be implemented within your company to help with growth. Understand why people say no and seek to counteract that reply. Look at your preparation. Is there anything you can improve upon? Consider creating a sense of loyalty if possible. Don't overdo things. Talking too much and selling too much can be detrimental. When you find a sales tactic that works, stick with it. Perfect your presentation. Study it to determine what does and does not work. Mistakes happen, but it's how you deal with them that's key. In order to be in this position of looking at growing your business, it's clear something is correct about the product or services you sell. It's merely the methodology of getting sales and minute changes that will help you take things to a whole new level. Then there's marketing. It's time to go on to that now. So how do you take marketing to the next level? Marketing is capable of driving so much of your business. Also, a strong marketing approach can prove to be a helpful tool in elevating your business to a whole new level. Where to begin? Begin by looking at an area that is now extremely prominent with any marketing plan: social media. Without some form of presence on social media, any business will struggle. It has now become second nature for the overwhelming majority of the population to use social media. They use it to help them get information they'll use making the decisions about, well, pretty much everything. But are you using social media in the correct way? Undoubtedly, it's a wonderful tool to connect with customers, both old and potentially new, but only when you use its power in a strategic manner. The problem with social media is its vast size. Simply putting yourself out there and doing next to nothing is pointless. People will trudge on by and not even give you a second glance. If you want to take the marketing aspect of your business to the next level, then correctly engaging with social media is where it's at. Do you have the resources in place to tackle the vast world that is social media? But that's not all. You should also be looking at several other key areas. That would tend to include the following. Think about how effective your current marketing has been for your business. Which aspects have worked better than others? How can you expand on these areas that work well? What can you change about those marketing approaches that aren't working? Look at the costs associated with ramping up your marketing. Are you exploring each marketing opportunity? Are you getting value for your money with current marketing? Do you use online marketing, email? What about offline? Will additional help from marketing experts make a difference? Once again, marketing is capable of transforming your business. Making mistakes in this area can be costly, both in time and money. If you have any uncertainty regarding your current marketing plans and how they will translate into the future, then don't just sit on these thoughts. Get the correct advice, or you could seriously hamper your ability to push your business forward. Now for the last area, customer service. How do you take customer service to the next level? A company with poor customer service could easily run into difficulties. Those difficulties will then have a negative impact on the rest of the business. Any experienced small business owner should understand that without good customer service, things will quickly head south. When taking your business to a whole new level, you cannot afford to have the customer service aspect left trailing behind. If that happens, it could easily pull down all the hard work you've been putting in elsewhere. So what do you do with customer service? First, you need to get a picture of how your customer service is viewed at this current time. What manner of feedback are you receiving about your customer service? Are current customers and clients delighted with their interaction with you? Have you encountered anything negative which highlights areas to be worked on? The only way you can evaluate customer service is by understanding what is working or what is not working for you. But what does this mean for moving forward? Clearly, if you have areas giving some cause for concern, then they must be addressed. That must be the starting point instead of seeking to find new methods or approaches. If your current approach to customer service is not working as smoothly as it should be, then how can you expect to work on any type of expansion? Here are some recommendations. Let's assume your customer service is up to par. You also find yourself in the position of expanding your business and adding growth to your company. At this point, you cannot keep your customer service at the same level. If your business grows, it makes sense the interaction between your company and customers will also increase. Do you have the customer resources to deal with this? You may be required to employ additional staff. You should also look at the service aspect and upscale accordingly. Think along these lines. Do you need additional staff to cope with demand? Do you require better email service to cope with any increase? How do your phone lines cope? What is currently going well, and how do you upscale those areas? Is there anything wrong, and how can you fix those issues? There may well be other areas of your customer service that need to be examined to elevate things to the next level. As with every other point I've talked about, if you're unsure, then seek the correct professional advice. Poor customer service at any level will spell disaster for your business. It's important to mention other key areas where you can make a difference when it comes to taking your small business to the next level. There's goal setting. Setting goals is an important aspect for boosting your business, but I'm not only talking about huge goals that will take some time to achieve. Instead, goals must occur at various levels and different sizes. Some must be short-term, while others are over a longer term. You, as the business owner, will have already set goals and achieved so many. Ultimately, you know the impact they have, so carrying on with them is important. Setting goals boosts not only your business, but also your own sense of achievement after you attain them. They are a way of establishing progress and overcoming difficult hurdles. If you have some difficulty creating or establishing goals, then think about seeking advice from a mentor or a business coach. This person can probably offer some friendly advice on how to proceed. Stay up to date with technology. Staying up to date with technology is another essential point that some business owners overlook. With expansion, often comes an added reliance on technology. Not only does it make things easier, but it's kind of expected in today's world. By technology, we're talking about communications, websites, social media, and anything else that deals not only with the way you deal with customers, but also managing your business. Over the last 2 years, the use of Zoom is a prime example of how companies have had to incorporate other aspects of technology to survive. Think about it. That alone shows the worth of technology. Make sure you have the correct workforce. You need the correct workforce in place to lift your business to where you want it to be. Are there any employees that deserve a second chance? Do you have the correct leaders in place to help with your business? Before moving your business to the next level, it makes sense to understand what you need from an employee point of view. You don't want to be scrambling around trying to hire new people in a rush, because that's usually when mistakes happen. Now that we've looked at each area and what you need to make improvements, here are some tips on how to accomplish them. 1. Don't try to do it all on your own. This first tip is to avoid trying to do all of this on your own. Seek advice from your mentor or mentors on the best course of action for your business. Through advice, you may also discover any potential pitfalls that you possibly could encounter along the way. I'm not saying that you don't know what you're doing, but there are any number of potential pitfalls along the way. Unfortunately, those pitfalls may be invisible to those without experience. Seeking advice from people who have already gone through this will make the future a whole lot easier. 2. Create your business toolbox. Your business toolbox should contain everything you need in order to successfully grow your business. This is something specific to your own business. This toolbox may involve a list of suppliers, people you contact regarding your finances, legal help, software, and anything else that effectively allows your business to function. It may also include your business plan, a manual for your employees, training aspects, or any other resource that helps people know what is going on or how your company needs to be run. 3. Be aware of costs and numbers. Be aware of the costs and the numbers and double-check everything. Growing and expanding your business is fantastic, but it also comes with increased costs. You need to be aware of the numbers surrounding your business and how they will change or grow with your company. This should help stop any nasty surprises along the way. Cash flow problems can occur with any business, so don't allow yourself to be caught short. When I say numbers, I mean both the current costs as well as budgeting for the rise in costs that will come with some form of expansion. You can understand why this is important. Knowing what has to be achieved from a financial perspective will form an integral part of your entire plan. But being aware of the cost will not be where it ends. It's important to double-check everything. Seek professional advice before you make any moves. Have them check that you've thought about everything from the financial angle. 4. Develop your strategic plan. Remember what I said earlier? You need to have a plan before you actually start the move to the next level. The need for a strategic plan to assist you in taking your business to another level is something you cannot avoid. This is something you need to pour over before moving forward. 5. Expand the way in which you reach your customers. Without customers or clients, you have no business. To take things up a notch or two, it also means increasing the ways in which you reach your customers. Understanding current sales channels and identifying new ones will certainly help. Also, becoming aware of how to access and reach the people within those channels makes a difference. Can you even introduce some new kind of customer loyalty, which may then draw in additional customers? That alone is something worth contemplating. 6. Create an advisory board. This may not apply to everyone, but it is still something strongly suggested. And you should set up the advisory board at the beginning stage of seeking to take your business to the next level. An advisory board is just exactly that. It's a number of individuals with areas of expertise who are capable of assisting you with various aspects connected to expanding your business. They can help in a variety of ways. Some will bring with them help in a specific area, such as marketing, or perhaps raising investments to allow for expansion. Having this board of advisors can make progress a lot smoother than it may otherwise have been. The resources they have available can make a significant difference to your business. 7. Make strategic acquisitions. If the situation calls for it, making strategic acquisitions can be a powerful way of moving your business to that new level. However, be warned, it's not something you should just jump into doing. So, what do I mean by this? A strategic acquisition can lift your company by focusing on buying other companies that have something that will benefit your existing business. It may be their customer base, their sector of the market, or to add value to your company by expanding on what you can offer. It might also involve buying a supplier of something important to your business that then gives you more control over that aspect. However, more often than not, a strategic acquisition is all about snapping up the competition, as that it will lead to clear growth for your existing company. You'll want to carry out your due diligence before going ahead with this. Remember that advisory board? Seek their advice on whether or not it is a good idea, and even if the acquisition you are looking at is the right one for your company. 8. Avoid tax traps. This is more of a warning. Tax traps can be a disaster for anyone who manages to fall into one. Tax is a complicated issue. Being aware of changes in tax levels or how things relate to your business when growth occurs is important. Seek out a tax expert and do so before you proceed. This will allow you to correctly plan for the future while already being aware of potential complications that may occur at some point. 9. Use the correct time management approach. For a small business owner, time management is a very important tool. If you are all work and no play, then you're doing it wrong. This problem can be further exacerbated when you're seeking to take your small business to a new level. People feel they need to invest even more time into their business when, truth be told, they are already doing too much of that. Have you heard of the 60-20-20 principle? It means that 60% of your time will be on what's been planned out, 20% is set aside for unseen events, and 20% for social aspects or additional projects. Are you unsure about how to correctly manage your time? Then get assistance in order to put the right structure in place before you start moving forward. But there's one more point. Always have time away from your business by having time with your family and your friends. Expanding your business is stressful, but it needn't be all-consuming. If you struggle to get the balance, think about using the services of an experienced business coach. They can make a huge difference. 10. Plan your exit strategy. Every business owner must have an exit strategy. There is a very real need to know what you want the endpoint to be with your business. Do you want to pass it on to another generation, sell it to another company, or perhaps even allow a management buyout? No matter what the exit strategy turns out to be, you must have one in place. And just know that strategy doesn't change when dealing with growing your business. An exit strategy forms part of your vision for your business. Without any understanding or sense of what to do with the end game, then how can you expect to move forward? But there's a problem. A number of small business owners are unaware of their exit strategy. They fail to understand the time scale and how to create a step-by-step plan to get to that exit point. Everything becomes a muddle. Building an exit strategy into a long-term business plan is essential, even if the strategy changes along the way. Knowing there is a finite point to your business will help you understand the levels you must progress through to get there. There is a lot involved in taking your business to the next level, but it's nothing to be afraid of. Your business doesn't operate in a bubble. You need to look around and see what's going on in your industry. This allows you to make the changes you need to remain relevant and take your business to the next level. If you would like more information about this show or any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's a comment about this show or past shows, or you would like to hear a topic discussed on Score Business Points, you may email me at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week at the same time for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying, so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit southeastnj.score.org. That's southeastnj.score.org. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.